The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another chapter of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, since 1993, Snap Productions has grown to become a respected institution in the city of Omaha's cultural landscape. And they have another offering that opens on March 20th. It runs through April 5th. It's called Next to Normal. And playing the role of Dan in Next to Normal is Scott Vandentop. Scott, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi, of course. Thanks for having me on here.
Hey, Scott, before we get started on this particular play, if you could just give us a little introduction to you and your acting here in Omaha.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing local community theater here for just over 10 years now. Been around to the big ones, you know, of Omaha Community Playhouse, Blue Barn, Bellevue Little Theater, and this will be my first time at Snap.
Well, the show is called Next to Normal. Can you give us a synopsis of this?
Yeah. Without going into too much detail or any spoilers, Next to Normal, Diana, who struggles with mental illness and how that affects her family. It deals heavy with mental illness and really that ripple effect throughout her husband and her daughter.
Where does the role of Dan fit into this?
You know, he's kind of the caretaker of the family. He always wants to keep things calm and on the move. He doesn't like a whole lot of highs and lows, you know, so he's the one prodding Diana to getting her to the doctors, making sure she's going to therapy, taking the medicine to help her. He just doesn't like a whole lot of variance, and he wants things to really stay the way that makes the whole family okay. I won't necessarily say happy. He just wants to get through the day, sort to say.
Taking that role as a generality versus the specificity of this play, Next to Normal, that role of it's almost the peacemaker role in a family with conflict. Mm-hmm. And that, boy, you end up being both a hugging bag and a punching bag as a person, don't you?
Absolutely. Totally. And you can't take anything that they say really to heart. I mean, like, it's your wife and your daughter, but you know that there's something that they're struggling with. So you're right. You got to just be there for them and support them through everything.
I agree with you. You can't take it to heart, but because we are human beings, boy, at some point, you can only take so much before it does get to your heart.
Right, right. And Dan has his moments in the show that caretaker mask slips. And you see everything that I can't get into too much, but you see that. You definitely see that where it has taken its toll on Dan.
For people listening who might be in these kinds of roles, I'm not asking necessarily what Dan does in this play, but in your studying of this character, do you see some tools or things that the peacemaker slash hugging punching bag person can do if they find themselves in the position of, wow, here I am in the midst of this conflict and trying to make everybody happy just so we can all have a normal day?
You know, there's a lot of just tiptoeing and taking time for yourself to step away and let them deal with what they're going through. I've found that I myself taking a lot of breaths and sort of meditating in the moment to remove that part that's getting punched so that you can show up for that person. I think it's important to take time for yourself to talk to, whether it's a work buddy or another buddy or a therapist, to be heard. I think that's one thing that Dan will struggle with, and other people in this position struggle with, is to be heard, and what they're saying matters to the other person. So finding somebody to sit down and listen and talk has been part of that research to know that you're being heard.
And one of the other really fascinating components about Next to Normal is this is a rock musical.
Yep, sure is. It rocks and moves and grooves.
How have you approached the music?
With a lot of care for my voice, and I know some of my fellow actors can say the same thing. There's a lot of screaming moments, making sure, prepping that we're okay to get to these heightened songs that are almost yelling at the other person. So making sure I'm getting my rest, making sure I'm drinking my hot drinks, and really leaning on the music direction. Nicholas Anderson, he's been doing a great job at music directing and making sure that we're not blowing our voices out. But really, it helps you stay motivated in the scene when you've got this driving rock band behind you.
The show opens Friday, March 20th. It runs through April 5th. Sunday, March 22nd is the American Sign Language production. All that information and much more can be found at snapproductions.com. His name is Scott Vandentop, and he plays the role of Dan in Next to Normal, Snap Productions' latest offering. Scott, thank you so much for taking the time and break a leg.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.